Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year and welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are definitely times of change, times that call to light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles: watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, spiritual empaths, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and, well, that list, it goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our very own individual ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and I do welcome you in and hope you'll share your lights with me and increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie is absent with leave today, and so if you are going to IM anybody, I suggest you talk to each other because I don't answer IMs while I'm doing readings. So the calls I've taken down as they've come in, I will take them as they came in, so that those who were here first get read first. The list at long, so there if someone is interested in calling in, there is still time to get in line. If you want to find me, I can be found at barbaradelong.com. And there's a ton of information there. Will be more as soon as the website, you know, gets its full power going. This is the first show of the year for us. It is the first day of the year. And it is a time in which everybody is looking forward as to what's coming next and what's going on, and it's a new year, it's a new moon, it's a special time for all of us to sort of take a really good look around, and for those of us not watching football games or parades, a time to sort of take a look at what life is handing us and how are we going to deal with it. On my website, I do have a forecast page, and there is an overview, but there is also a forecast for every month of the year. You might be interested in checking that out at a later date. It's kind of fun to see what the energies kind of told me to put down and see how closely they come to touching your lives. And you know, if any of you do that, I would love feedback, because it's always great to know if I was dead on or if I was off by, you know, a tremendous mile. I'm going to read you the very beginning of it, because it kind of encapsulates everything. And those of you who are on a spiritual pathway and working towards your spirituality and your evolution and stuff like that, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be full of great energy and great enlightenment and all sorts of cool stuff. Those of the people out there that are, you know, really anchored in their physical reality and are just looking at money, power, and stuff like that, it's going to be a tough year. So here's what I was guided to write down. 2014 is going to be a year of shifting and change for not only us as individuals, but the planet as well. There are going to be above average storms of all types, as well as an increase in natural disasters such as earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions. Blame will be put on many different causes. The reality is that all will be to blame, and we will find that the environment, that's Mother Nature, is going to prove to be a most challenging this year. And frustratingly uncontrollable, even though there are those who think they can manipulate the weather. Those individuals are going to make catastrophic errors that will not only cause disasters, but will set in motion elements that are irreversible. So instead of earning acclaim, they will find themselves hiding from even their closest friends. This is an unsettling aspect to the, there is an unsettling aspect to this year as far as governments and political situations are concerned. There will be many outbreaks of civil unrest all over the globe, and the U.S. will not be exempt from these. There is great dissatisfaction for the State of the Union, and there will be many attempts to alter and change the status quo, some requiring military intervention. That which has simmered under the radar is going to erupt into common view with most interesting results. There will be new faces and names coming to the fore with solutions, and an unknown will emerge to be a front runner, much to the surprise of the establishment. The economy will struggle and have bursts of recovery, only to slip back when no one is looking. While the charts and numbers can be used by all to their individual preferences, the reality will be that the housing market will remain where it is now, and the job market will most probably get worse, not better. It appears that the weaknesses of humanity is so used to being manipulated by the establishment, it does not remember to question and hold accountable those who abuse the power they have had bestowed upon them. The masses will be complacent no longer, and fractions that have been quietly gathering will find their voices and call to question those who abuse their offices, no matter how lofty. Watch for molds to be broken and voices to be found. One who leads will not be followed, and tradition will be broken so that balance is restored. The skies hold new questions, and information long held will be revealed, and changes long overdue will occur. Knowledge and wisdom find their way into the public domain and shake the foundations that were once thought to be carved in stone. New awareness awakens a shift of focus, and history takes on new light and meaning. What was once thought to be fact becomes fiction, and fiction, fact. A world turned upside down only to finally find truth that has been hiding in plain sight. The only reason there is poverty, hunger, homelessness, and not enough jobs is because that's the way the large corporate entities want it. So that there's no misunderstanding, the large corporate structures include governments and religions. Those are the forces that use fear to gain power, empty promises to manipulate us, and threats to control. For them to succeed, they need those circumstances to exist. The moment that humanity realizes that we are one family, united by love, connected by spirit, and more powerful as one unit than all the governments of the world, then and only then will there be no need for the corporate structures. But it must be all, each and every one of us, that realizes this, and not only embraces but lives it, that we cease to be lemmings and follow as and one and joined as one family, united by spirit, heart to heart, hand to hand, and move as one into that great cosmic brotherhood that has for eons been waiting for us to grow up. Until that day, we remain, to quote a much used, overused, I guess, phrase, the sheeple of the planet Earth. It sounds dire, but it really isn't. It just means that we are at a time where we can use those gifts that we've been given and make a difference in the world. It's not really negative stuff. It's positive stuff. It's saying, wake up, claim your power, and love can absolutely overcome all of the stuff that's going on. And those who are, it's not fear that I'm putting out there. I'm putting out there hope, strange as it may seem. And it depends on where your consciousness is, how you deal with all of these wonderful challenges that are coming our way. We are all capable of overcoming things. We are all capable of solving things. We are all capable of claiming the power that is within us. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Not following along blindly, but questioning and coming into our own power, our own insights, and our own wisdoms. And that's the opportunity that's being put in front of us. It's a challenge, certainly, but it's a challenge that all of us appear to be ready for. And people are coming more and more into the understanding that that we have great strength, but we can't just sit back and rely on things. We have to take hold of those powers and those gifts and those talents that are inside of us, and start living them. Not just, you know, practicing thinking them, but actually living them, manifesting them, and bringing them into our reality. It's then that love has a chance to actually unite all of us. And it means that we finally come into our own, what we were put here to do, to recognize the fact that as Homo sapiens, the human species is one family. We aren't separate. We are one family. We are a collective. We aren't separate. We aren't separate political parties or religions or cultures or creeds. We are one family. We're united by love. We were created in love. And that's where we're supposed to go back to. We're supposed to go back to that philosophy, that understanding, so that we help each other, so that we love each other, so that there is no war, there is no anger, there is no greed, there is no avarice. And so what the predictions, though they sounded dire, they're only dire if you're focused on power and riches and physical things. If you are understanding that there's so much more we can reach as a united family, and that we're striving to get to that time of awakening and ascension and evolution and transition, you know, then it's a fabulous, fabulous prediction. So I don't ever send out fear. I have never stood in a pulpit and preached, you know, hellfire and damnation. I'm telling you that we have a tremendously wonderful opportunity ahead of us. And if we look upon it that way and we treat it as a challenge to grow into greater insight within ourselves, well, hell, then this is a fabulous year. I just the thought that I was preaching, you know, fear. Not at all. Not at all. But let's take blinders off our eyes and see the challenges we have ahead of us and deal with them with love and with compassion and with empathy. And that's how we grow, and that's how we make a difference in this world, so that we can stop the war, stop the fear, stop the hate, stop the greed, stop the avarice, stop the control, and start love. Because that's where we're supposed to be. At least I think so. At least that's my opinion. And you know, for any of you that don't like that, you know, please get a blog up and put your own predictions out there. I think everybody's opinion is worthwhile. Everyone has a philosophy that is worth looking at. And it's not that everybody's philosophy will fit everybody else, but that's what makes us so wonderful. We're different, and we hit different levels and different aspects of questions. So rather than thinking, you know, I was wrong, put out something that feels better to you. Put it out there so people can share it. Put it out there so people can hear another philosophy, another insight into what the future holds, because all of you have that option. All of you have voices, and it's important that we finally, all of us, every single every single blessed one of us makes our voice heard. And I may not agree with all of you, and you may not agree with me, but it's time our voices are heard. It's sort of like I keep repeating the analogy to Horton Hears the Who. Some people think we're the elephant, we're Horton, and some people think we're the Who, and it's my belief that we are the Who, and that if our voices put together can make a big difference in the world and can probably save the culture, the species, and the planet. That said, Happy New Year, everybody. Now that I'm down off my soapbox, we have a number of people here that have called in for readings to start the year off, hopefully. So I'm going to have to call numbers because Jeannie is recuperating from family. So I am on my own here, but Isabel is kindly helping me out in the chat room. If you have questions, you might try asking her. She might have insight into, you know, what she probably has a better idea of what's going on than a lot of us. So we're gonna start out with 407-927. Hi, this is Barbara. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, Barbara. Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle, can you just hold on a second? Chris, that would be great if you could screen the calls. Do you still have the codes and everything, hopefully? If Chris may screen the calls. Ah, great, yay. All righty, so I won't have to call numbers. Chris is going to screen for me. That's fabulous. Hi, Michelle, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing really good today, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, to you as well. I hope it's going to be a great one for you. I think that, you know, there's nothing like the promise of a fresh, clean slate.
I agree with you, and I'm actually really excited about this year, too.
It feels exciting to me. It really does. And, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of like another new beginning. And It's a phenomenal way to look at the beginning of the year. It just feels as though there's so much magic, that the potential of so much change is here. And change is really an amazing thing. The more change we have, it just means that we've outgrown aspects of our life. So it means it's time to move forward. And lots of us, you know, kind of don't, if things are really, really, you know, going well, we kind of don't want to move, but change is in the air, and it's in the air for everybody. So I think it's a wonderful time for people to sort of get their adrenaline going. So how can I help today?
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to know if you could give me a reading for 2014. And I'm open to whatever information you have, and you can let it rip, too.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay, so what you've got here is your heart chakra is certainly opening up. There feels to be a great deal of new energy coming into you. It's almost as though you have let go a weight that you've been carrying for a great period of time. It feels like there is a lightness to your step, there is a lightness to your spirit, and there's a lot of new energy coming into you. This is going to be a month, January, of new balance and new understanding, and it feels as though that new balance is going to be expansive for you. It feels as though you're going to be having to do some house cleaning, letting go of things that shouldn't be there anymore, and sort of decluttering yourself, because this new balance that's coming in brings a great deal of new energy, new insight, new focus, and it does feel as though you are changing and shifting your priorities. You are understanding that there is a greater, there is a more expansive future ahead for you. So you're sort of spreading your wings to a certain degree. Do understand that, you know, when butterflies come out of a chrysalis, their wings have to dry, so don't try to fly too soon. But it does feel as though you are coming into a time in which it feels like there is a butterfly emerging, and it feels as though there is a lot of new insight and new direction that's here. As you come into February, there's creative energy, and there's a lot of communication going on here, and it does feel as though there's new wisdom coming into you as well, brought from lifetimes past. It feels as though healing energy is happening. There's a lot of healing aspects to life for you. And you are watching as the universe takes care of some petty things that have been going on that you haven't been able to focus on at this point in time. It feels as though this new energy of creativity and creation is bringing inspiration and insight into you, and it feels as though there are new projects that are going to be formulated and founded, you know, in the month of February. March has a time in which there is a unity of focus where you get yourself really ramped up for new directions, for setting new things in motion. And it does feel like March is a time where some new things are going to be initiated, and they appear to be phenomenal. It looks like you are coming to a time of gaining a new continuity of energy within your life. It feels like it's been a roller coaster up to this point in time, but it does feel as though the roller coaster isn't going to be as intense as it has been. It does feel as though there is a new energetic here that is going to level out the playing field to a certain extent, so there won't be the highs and the lows, but there will be a lot more forward motion than you had anticipated as you come into April. May holds the aspect of new truth, of understanding yourself, of your needs and your desires, of the directions that you're focused on and the directions that you need to go in order to expand yourself and to actually follow the calling that you feel. I have a phrase that I use quite often, and that's your call. You know there's a calling, but you don't know where you're going. You're pushed, but you don't know where the destination is. And that feels like what you're going to be hitting in the May timeframe. So please be very honest with yourself as to this is a time of changes. So make sure that when you are making changes, that you are making them because it's something that you need to do as opposed to something you think people expect you to do. Make sure you're taking care of yourself as far as your changes and your shifts and your refocusing. You have a lot of people who love you very much that are trying to give you advice, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be loved as much as you are, but their advice is only good for them. It isn't good for you. So just, you know, be kind and generous with them and then do what you think is best for you, because frankly, you know better than anybody else what is best for you. June brings new evolution of understanding, of insight, of stretching into some of those gifts and talents and powers that you bring from lifetimes past. It looks like you're moving into an exciting time, and there's a lot of new energy here. There's a lot of adrenaline rush here. It looks to be quite phenomenal. And as you hit the July timeframe, there is a sense here of you're wanting to push things faster than is appropriate. You're feeling the urge to really, you know, make things happen before their time. And it does feel like, you know, there's a bit of frustration here because you can't make things go the way that you feel they should go. But let's face it, the universe has a timetable, and that's how things happen. I would say that when you feel that there is resistance to back up and realize that patience is something you need to be working on, as well as probably some loose ends that you haven't tied up that you really should. So that as you move into, things start to move for you as you get into August, and it feels as though this is a time where there is a great change in many aspects and areas of your life. It feels like you're working on allowing change to sort of carry you forward, and it will if you allow change to happen. Sometimes we fight change, and when we fight change, that means that we are resistant to what our soul, the inner soul, the spirit within, wants us to do. So do understand that sometimes the shifts and changes aren't in the directions that we had expected or anticipated, but if you really do go with the flow, you're going to find that things are far more rewarding than you had even ever expected. It's really a cool thing. As you move into September, this is a time, and if I were looking at these cards astrologically, this is the 12th house. That's the house that, that's the area, the house that we really, it's what the universe is keeping secret from us, so to speak. There's a tremendous amount of communication, new communication, expressive communication going on here, and it does feel as though your words do weave healing patterns for people. So the things that you say and the things that you share with other people really do have impact and insight far greater than you realize or understand. You often wonder if you've had any impact at all sometimes, and the reality is you've had a tremendous amount of impact. It's just that that sometimes, you know, if you understood how great the impact was, you might get blown away by it and get knocked off your pathway. So please understand that you're touching hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people, and that there's magic in a lot of the things you do, and it's the small things that count, not the large things. It's the small individual things that have the ripple effect that absolutely they radiate out in such amazing patterns that it circles the world eventually. As you hit the October timeframe, there's magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected. There's a lot of amazing, the element of coincidences are here. You're going to find that things fall into place for you, with you, unexpectedly, and you're going to be shoved into the spotlight in spite of yourself. It feels as though you kind of don't always seek the spotlight, but it appears to be here for you, and it's very exciting because it's time. I keep hearing a clock ticking, and it's sort of like your time has come. There's going to be a spotlight that falls upon you, and not literally, but figuratively, and it's going to bring you into the view of a lot of people that you don't expect. It feels as though the crown chakra opens up, that there is new insight, new energy coming in here. You may feel vertigo for a while from time to time over the year. That's just energy coming in and trying to synchronize and become one with your own personal energy. It feels as though you are becoming empowered in many new ways. And as you hit December, there is commitment to making change, new directions, and refocusing the intent of your lifetime. It feels as though spiritual energy is flowing very strongly through you. And I'm not saying you're going to put a white robe on and go to the mountaintop and wait for the mothership, but it does mean that you are expanding the way that you address your reality in a more spiritual way. And again, you're not going to stand on the corner and preach, but your very presence will bring peace, tranquility, love, and healing to great many people in this next year. Okay?
Wow, that was fantastic, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. You know, tell me to let it rip, and then, you know, I'm fine.
No, that was perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Shelly in Oregon. Hi, Shelly. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Doing well.
You're starting off the new year well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's...
Well, that's good.
Well, you know, actually, every day is a new year. It's kind of like it isn't just January 1st. It's every day does become a new year. But this year especially, it feels like this year really holds something very, very special for all of us. And everybody has gifts coming, and I don't think they anticipate them. And there is new energy here, and there's new energy for light workers especially to utilize and work with, and it's very exciting. So how can I help you?
I was calling to see, as you know from previous calls, I'm not sure I can make it till fall, staying in Portland, Oregon. I feel very lonely and like I'm too far from home, so to speak, on from the East Coast. And my lease is coming up next month, and I have to make a decision rather soon, actually, if I vacate. Mm-hmm. Go month to month, which is $220 more a month. It's insane. Or renew at a minimum of 7 months, which would put me into September. So I was wondering what your thoughts, feelings were if I wanted to sort of jump ship and end of February, March, and drive back home, so to speak.
Yep, I come home.
So go month to month. Okay.
I would absolutely go month to month, because what you've got here is the birth of a new aspect to you. You're evolving in new directions, and there's greater strength. You need to be on the East Coast. Where on the East Coast are you going to go?
Well, I mean, I guess back to Maryland. I don't know where else to. I mean, I don't think anything really above that really makes sense to me. I'm not crazy about Philadelphia. I never really have been, per se. I've always liked Raleigh because I used to live there, but I'm not too crazy about the North Carolina politics right now. So I'm sort of in a quandary as usual.
I can tell you for one thing for sure that you are an East Coast energy person. Your greatest inspiration is on the East Coast. The energy nurtures you and empowers you to a greater degree. Everybody has an area of the country that they flourish in, and you're an East Coast person for sure.
Yeah.
I keep seeing the Carolinas, to be honest with you.
Well, I keep being drawn back. I mean, I really loved, although I did not appreciate at the time, being in Raleigh. It had everything I wanted, and it was just a good size and stuff like that. Whether it's, I'm not sure about Wilmington. My mom used to live in Wilmington. It's a smaller town. But Raleigh has a little bit of everything, and it's affordable as far as living goes, as far as being able to rent or hopefully eventually buy a place as well. I don't know where else. I mean, there's Charlotte.
How about Asheville?
Asheville, I've thought about. I've been there once. I've sort of liked it. It's in the mountains, a beautiful area. It's closer to Charlotte, but I'm not against it. God knows I've moved enough times. I'm open to it, and it's actually funny you bring that up, but with the invention that I'm working on and is moving forward, there is a sort of a venture capitalist type of company that there are several towns, about 10 to 12, that surround Asheville, that are certified entrepreneurial communities. And I've already reached out to them probably back in May last year of my invention and, you know, to sort of see what their interest was. And I haven't sent them, they're looking for a business plan. I haven't sent it to them yet, as I didn't get it finished till late in the fall. But now that the first patent has been approved and I rekindled the interest, they are, they are interested in hearing from me again. So,
well, if you know, I got Asheville. I got it really, 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 really strongly. And, If you choose to do that and you're looking for one of my very good friends owns a real estate company there, so she'd be a great contact for you.
Yes, I'll email you separately for information for her. If no other reason, at least to start renting.
My feeling there is that you're kind of in between, you know, the big crazy stuff, and it feels like to me it would be a good place for you to look. I'm not saying absolute, but I can tell you absolutely the East Coast. I get here, you know, as soon as you can, and I would relocate because it feels to me once back on the East Coast, things start to open up for you. It looks like, God, there's power here in March. There's wisdom, and there's intellectual pursuit here in the April timeframe. May has craziness because there's so much energy going on, and you set yourself free from worry and stress by the time you hit June. So, yeah, I'd come back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like February, March, April at the latest?
A little
warmer?
March at the latest.
Okay.
March at the latest.
Do you think my car will last? I was thinking about trading it in for a newer used car. It's a long, long drive. It's a long drive.
How many miles are on your car?
139,000. 10 years old.
Oh, that's not bad. Last car I traded in was 19 years old. No, the car will make it. Don't worry about it.
And I know you were very kind to me last time I asked you this question. Will Emily be okay coming back this time too?
Oh, Emily will be fine. Just get her some of those, did you get her those, soothing snacks?
I believe so, I did. But I also did the, what's it called? I just bought one. Is it Fila, the little air, soothing air thing, Feel-Away, I think it's called, where you plug it into the... it helps calm pets down. It's a spray or a sort of a deodorant type of thing that you put in the home to let them calm down.
Yeah, that's great too. So So, but the soothing snacks are great. You can put Rescue Remedy. They have Feline Rescue Remedy, and put that
right,
in water.
That's it.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, so Asheville, how about Atlanta?
I like Asheville.
Okay, you like
that. I mean,
I
think anything on the East Coast I'm fine with, but
okay.
Asheville is the one place that really, you know, popped up and said, you know, choose me. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
I will check it out.
Okay, I'll email you after the session. One last question. My business partner for my conference is coming out shortly for a long strategy session for us to review stuff. I was thinking about pitching to him, since he's been pushed out of his previous company by his ex-partner. I always saw his strength to be, what I call, operations. You know, see, he built a company from 10 years from zero to $1.5 million, $2 million. I sort of think he would be maybe a good fit or a good starting to help me get the invention company off the ground.
Just make sure
no.
You have everything. Just make sure you have everything in writing. Everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Writing.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure it's all witnessed and notarized.
Absolutely.
That's
okay.
The only thing I can, you know, that comes up with him is make sure it's all in writing. Nothing is assumed. Everything is on on paper.
Well, that's partially what got him in trouble with the last one, was not having everything in writing. Just last thing, anything that the universe wants to tell me for this year?
The only thing that I'm getting is don't stall.
Don't stall. Okay.
Don't stall.
So,
don't stall. Plug ahead.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Well,
all
thank
righty.
You, Barbara.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye, Shelley.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Keita in Massachusetts. Did I pronounce your name right?
You did. Hi, Barbara. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. How's it going today?
It's going. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm ready to go to yoga tomorrow. It feels good. It feels like there's some new good just energy. Just feels good.
Well, you're expecting a blizzard coming up, so if you go to that, you'll
yes.
go early.
Yeah, no, I'd have to go to 6 because it's going to start at 5. So where the city that I live in, when there's like a snow emergency, they let you park your car in like some of the city garages for free, and then after the band
great.
Is over, you have like a certain. So I'm trying to make it to the garage, which is on the way to yoga, so I need to get there early.
I would say so. From what I saw, it was 12 to 18 inches.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess I'm just used to it. It's just kind of miserable because I have seasonal depression, so I have to stay active.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in the same band of snow. I'm sitting here saying 12 to 18 inches. Oh, swell. You know?
So how
can I help today?
My biggest question is, moving forward with life, with things. And I'm wondering, is it my time? I'm feeling like it's my time. Like, I don't want to question it anymore, but I feel like I've been at a stalemate for a very long time, and now I'm ready to live on purpose, and I need to be supported with that.
Yeah, no, I absolutely tend, I would absolutely say that you spent, you know, December kind of taking stock, doing a life analyzation here, going wacko. Besides, it feels like you've just analyzed stuff up the wazoo. And to be honest with you, the only time you're supposed to really do a life analyzation is when you die. And you're so far from that. So it's sort of, you're premature like crazy here. So, what I'm seeing here is that I mean, January is a time where the element of just free spirit comes up here, and it's time for you to the only thing that I can tell you what's putting a halt on everything, that I can tell you what you're not doing.
Okay.
And that's being creative. You're so tied up with everything else not moving that that you've basically put everything of a creative nature aside, and that's why you're at a stalemate. That's why things are slowing down. That's why things aren't moving. You need to get your creative juices flowing again, and it's creativity not for monetary compensation. So do something you're not really excellent at but that you enjoy doing. Like for me, I sing because I think it's singing, and no one would ever pay me to hear me sing, but it gives me great pleasure. So in spite of you know, all that other stuff, I go places where I can sing and have a good time and lift my spirits. You have talents and gifts in lots of different places, and I'm not saying you're bad in all of them. You're not, but I would open those creative channels so that the creative energy can flow through those channels and then manifest within your life and move you forward. The only reason you haven't moved forward is you're not doing anything of a creative nature.
Yeah, I've been hell-bent on surviving, and now I'm over surviving. I've mastered it. Now it's time to live, and I need things to kind of show up to support that. But I definitely have been hell-bent on surviving. And
keeping a journal, keeping a blog, and on your blog talking about the positive things that are happening in your life. And sometimes the positive things are, I woke up this morning. I used to go to a party every year on New Year's Eve, and you know, I would dread the, you know, what am I the most thankful for this last year? And the game stopped when one man said, I'm very grateful I didn't get AIDS this year. Now, that man was 90 years old. So, you know, I figured, okay, let me stop this game now. But the reality is there are so many blessings in your life. I understand you're surviving and you're struggling to survive, and I totally understand that. I've been there, and I know what that feels like, and I know how tiring it is. But the reality here is that there are blessings along the way in spite of the fact that you have difficulty with surviving in the physical reality. There are people that come into your life that are kind and wonderful and empathetic. They say nice things to you. They give you encouragement, and sometimes the blessings are teeny tiny ones, like somebody held the door open for me going into the post office today. It made me feel good. I mean, little things, and when you acknowledge the little things, the bigger things start to come. And you haven't been acknowledging any of that stuff. And there are wonderful, wonderful blessings that you have in your life. You have some friends that are spectacular. You have blessings every day. And when you start to acknowledge them, when you start to write them down, when you start to pay attention to them, then you will know, you know, then you will see movement in your life, and it will be spectacular. I can promise you that.
Can I ask a somewhat of a creative related question?
Sure.
There's a venture that I'm working on. There's actually two, but there's one that I'd like to get set into motion like the end of the month, preferably going to February. And I'm wondering, does this materialize? It's actually, I have an investor. It's just one investor. He's my husband's friend. And obviously, I'd be the one doing all the work and the 50-50 mm-hmm. partnership. And I'm just wondering, does this materialize?
Well, what I'm seeing is this year that you are birthing a new element of yourself, and it does feel as you get into February, there is new movement, and it probably won't go as fast as you would like, but I do see a tremendous amount of new movement here. And by the time you get to April, there's laughter, joy, and celebration. And by the time you get to June, there's healing energy. And by the time you get to July, there are new beginnings, fresh starts, and excitement always round.
Yeah,
so this is your time. But please make sure you're acknowledging the blessings, because that's what's going to energize the project.
Okay.
And I know it sounds simple, but unless there is creative energy going on in your life, everything will stay standing still. as soon as you start to put that creative energy in on a regular basis, whether it's keeping a list and saying, oh, you know, this coincidence happened, it, an ongoing list, so that every day you are acknowledging blessings that came from the universe. Then the universe will send you bigger blessings and bigger blessings and bigger blessings. If you have a venture that you want to be, you know, have absolutely come into manifestation, you have to fuel it, and you have to fuel it with creative energy.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. It's being appreciative of the little things. I get it.
It doesn't, and by appreciating the little things, that's the cool thing, is the more you appreciate the little things, the bigger the things are that they send. So
I thought that I was appreciating the little things. I think for me, I got caught up. The big piece is the survival piece, and I don't mean to just surviving. It was, you know, doing things for my survival while I finished something. So I had this, this long-standing education academic journey, and I completed it. And then being in a place where it's like, you're an already naturally creative, artsy person, and then mm-hmm. being in an environment that doesn't support that. It's very mundane, and it's like I'm miserable. So rather than me, just pick up and move, because money is, a little tight for me to do that right now, it's like, well, what can I do to keep this part of me alive? And then just outgrown, I think I've outgrown where I'm at. I don't think I have, and it's time to move forward in respect of, too. Like, I love my girlfriends, but I've outgrown them.
Well, I think that happens. That happens in life. It really and truly does. But what you've got going on here is that you're so caught up in survival mode that you're not putting the creative mode in there, too, and you have to. You absolutely have to.
Okay, so it's about finding a balance. Got
it. It really is.
I got it.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we've got Cyril. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Hi, 678. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes.
How can I help, Cyril?
Hi. I just wanted to see what the new year will bring up for me, especially in terms of my career and finances and any other general information that my angels and guides want to pass on to me.
From what I can tell here, this next year is focused on home, not only the physical home that you live in, but of course the home wherein your spirit dwells. So it's going to be a year in which you do a great deal of work on yourself. It feels like there's a lot of work going on and how you work with relationships, work relationships, and spiritual and emotional relationships as well. It feels as though career-wise, there are new foundations here, so that you're coming into a time in which you are there is new direction for you. It feels as though whatever you're doing, are you currently now working?
Yes, but it's a job that I've always wanted to transition from.
Well, what I'm seeing here is greater responsibilities coming into you, and it does feel as though this is not going to be a place that you're going to be for the rest of your life, or the rest of your career. It feels as though this is a stepping stone, so that within the next 2 to 3 years, you'll be moving into another position in another place, which will give you greater opportunity to actually grow. And I keep feeling upward mobility here for you, so that this next couple of years is going to be a time in which you sort of hone your skills, you expand your modalities, and you move into new directions. It feels as though as you hit the March time frame especially, here's where people are appreciative of what you're doing, they're paying attention to what you're doing, and you're getting more credit than you have gotten before. Actually, the attention and the credit you're getting doesn't necessarily translate into monetary things, but you do come to the attention of people who are who are in a position to move you into other areas and other directions. So that career-wise, I think this year is going to be a very good year for you, so long as you continue to sort of make yourself indispensable and you keep plowing ahead the way you have in the past. Feels as though as you come into the summertime, here's where you really take a look at everything and sort of understand the new directions that you're going to be going in and you know, sort of plow ahead more. This is going to be a year of really pushing yourself in order to get to the areas and the directions that you want to get in. I feel that you have a great deal of intellectual material to work with here, and it does feel as though there is stretching to that, and it feels as though you may well take classes or workshops or things like that throughout the year in order to expand your wisdom, knowledge, and expertise. Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, calling. Take care now.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Okay. Cruising right along. We've got Texas Pearl here. Hello there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm sitting here setting positive intentions 2014.
Well, that helped.
I want it to
that
go great.
There's no reason why it can't. I mean, it's our intentions, among other things, that determine just how it happens. And it's our perceptions as to how we perceive what's going on. You know, when people tell me they lose their jobs, I congratulate them and tell them, you know, good, now you can move into something that's better for you. So,
I wonder if they feel that way sometimes.
not always, but the reality is, you know, almost every time, not every time, but almost every time when people lose their jobs, they've been complaining and they've been grumbling and they've been, I don't like this job, I really should have taken the other job, I should have done something else, yada, yada, yada. And the universe just gets sick and tired of hearing that, and so they give them a pink slip and say, all right, go for it, you know, move on. You don't have the guts to take that step yourself. Well, here's the 2x4 and I'll move you fast. You know, I speak from experience. I've had the 2x4 a number of times. I have splinters in areas of my body I shouldn't. But you know, so many of us, you know, don't realize that what we put out there, the universe hears, and it's kind of like, I am unhappy with this. I'm not liking this. I don't like the way it's going. And sooner or later, if I don't take the incentive and say, I'm going to move on and look for something else and stuff like that, the universe just gets us fired and moves us on. It happens in relationship. It happens all over the place. So, you know, be careful what you say because the universe does hear it. So how can I help?
Oh, I just want to hear how great 2014 is going to be. I'm not employed, but I'm hoping to get a job maybe mid-year, something like that. So I just want it to go really well.
I don't see any reason why it shouldn't. It does feel as though this is a time in which you are given the opportunity to really understand what it is you need within your reality. And the whole year is focused on you being truthful with yourself as far as what feels right, what feels good, and what is appropriate for you. And it does feel as though you're moving into a time where I would say, spiritually speaking, you've really broken down barriers. You're coming into an amazing new energy. Your heart chakra especially appears to be really opening up tremendously. And where once there were boundaries and there were protective walls, it feels like they're not all down because, of course, we have to have some. But it feels as though you're loving yourself a lot more than you have in the past, and that's one of the best things in the world to happen to one person. It feels as though you are moving into a unique understanding of your own talents and gifts, and I strongly suggest that you consider the professional direction you want to take, because it feels here as though There is a question as to what you are going to go out for, what you're going to stretch for, where you are going to reach as far as professional stuff goes. You need to do things that are eclectic. You need to do things that are not so structured that you are shoved into a mundane, repetitive type of job. You are the kind of person that is challenged by difficulties. You're a problem solver, and you like it, actually. There are moments in your life where you've created problems because things were too peaceful. So you know, this is you like to be challenged. You like to be on the edge, and you are the most creative the closer you get to the edge, which is I can relate to. It does work well, but it scares the daylights out of people who love us. You have, as you get into February, this wonderful thing about new power, new energy, new strength within yourself. And I would say January, February, March are all months in which the internal wisdom and the insight that has been brought through past lives, the you start to incorporate it all into the direction that you're going to be moving this lifetime. And it really feels like there's great intelligence here. And, you know, I'm not speaking about levels of education. I'm speaking wisdom of the ages, insight into the human element and the human condition. There is great insight into healing energy, into creative energy, into helping people to understand themselves, so that there is that element of a counselatory nature that is here that is most profound. As you get into April, focus seems to be on the home. It does look like the home needs work. I don't know if we're looking at construction or we're looking at it. It's not that the house has had an accident. It's an expansion or a change or a facelift to something that is there. It's a project that starts out small and ends up much bigger than you anticipated. But you can't do little things. You're just not capable of that. I mean, if you started to, for instance, rearrange a drawer, that would stretch to all the drawers, and that would stretch to the closets, and that would to the attic and the basement if there is one, and you would be rearranging everything, and nothing would look rearranged for a long period of time until suddenly somebody waves a magic wand and everything is in order, after which you decide to rearrange things. You have a wonderful energy about you as you come into the May timeframe here. There's a duality here. There are two levels of consciousness, three levels. You've got three or four, actually. You have that which the outside world sees. You have that's going on inside of you. You have light body energy within you as well, so that in many ways you have a three-way conversation going on internally for a great many of the things that you ponder. Pondering for you is a lengthy process, because it's funny, when you get something between the bit between your teeth, when you get trying to work something out, your brain just doesn't stop working. You keep yourself up at night. You can close your eyes, but your brain is cranking full speed here. And it feels like that's what's happening in the May timeframe. In the June timeframe, you cross a threshold of understanding to yourself, to the dimensions wherein you live, to the reality that you are a part of. You cross a you're not going anywhere. This is an internal threshold you're crossing, and it does feel as though there is new insight, new wisdom, new discovery. I want to say, and it's interesting because this year especially I am seeing interdimensional stuff going on here, and you're gonna think you're crazy, and when you do, give me a call and I'll assure you you're absolutely sane, probably saner than most people around you. You know things that other people don't know, and it scares you sometimes because they obviously don't understand where you're coming from, and no, they don't. You have a level of consciousness inside of you that not many people do. There are 144,000 people like you out there, and NASA called you star children. I call you light body energy people. And please, there are light body energy examples all over the internet. If you're going to Google it, go to my website and read about it. There's more material going up on light body energies, by the way, but it's not quite there yet. So within the next week or so, hopefully all of it will be there. But you have light body energy. That's a level of consciousness that you agreed to bring into every incarnation, every 2,000, 2,500 years as the consciousness of humanity shifts. You could be called a watcher because you're here to see the evolution of the human race, basically, and sometimes cry and sometimes laugh at what happens with humanity as we go through our adolescence. I sometimes wonder if we're even out of being potty trained, but that's beside the point. So you're crossing this threshold of... Sorry about that. But you're crossing this threshold of understanding of the dimensions that we came from and the dimensions that we are reaching for. You're going to have times of instability emotionally. You're going to find yourself overreactive to things from time to time, and that's the balancing of past life karma and stuff like that. It's going to be kind of fun and funny. You're going to find that there are you're going to find you are seeing a broader spectrum of light, so that spirit and you're gonna have floaters too. That's gonna be interesting. I don't think you're gonna need glasses, but you're gonna find that you are seeing other spectrums of life. So seeing spirits and things like that is gonna come into your reality. It's going to be kind of fun for you. As you hit the July timeframe, there's an understanding of to a greater extent of what you send out comes back to you. You're going to see it illustrated over and over again, the what goes around comes around adage, and it's going to be really, really, really exciting for you because you're going to see justice met out by the universe as opposed to, you know, mankind. And what the universe does to balance the scales is so much more profound than any of us could ever be. It's really kind of exciting in a nasty sort of way. But it is nice to see that there is justice. You know, if we get too excited about it, then it comes back and smacks us in the face. So we can't get too excited, but it is kind of cool. As you hit September, here's a time where you really need to focus on yourself, do things for yourself. I do feel that you are using your intuition and allowing and embracing things that come your way, no matter how strange they are, and finding how well they work for you, even though you didn't think they would fit. It feels as though you're going to be taken in new directions, in unusual directions, in eclectic directions. Please go with the flow, because it's going to be an amazing ride, and you will work, kind of, and it's important that you keep doing the creative things. You are writing, right? You are writing?
Oh, no.
You have to write. You have to keep a journal. You have to write, because, you know, I would tell you to, you know, do creative stuff, but I'm afraid writing is important for you. It's imperative you keep a journal of this period of time for you, especially because you're going to come out with some absolutely beautifully wacko ideas that in another decade will be reality. So you need to get it written down on paper so that you can, you know, leaf through and say, see, I wasn't crazy after all. You're going to find that as you come into the fall time frame, your intuition expands greatly, and that there is compensation coming your way for a lot of things that you've done that you never even considered getting compensation for. In other words, it's going to be one heck of a ride for you. You are watching your spirit, your soul evolve into a whole new level, and you're going to feel it, you're going to see it, you're going to step back and you're going to watch the process and be amazed at the changes that happened this year. Is that good enough?
Oh, that's fabulous. That's exciting. You know, I have work that I plan on doing and kind of developing a new career, but my favorite subject is spirituality and helping other people. So you kind of touched on that. And that's where my heart and my soul really are. So if I can develop and grow in that area, that would give me the most personal satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any question. And I think that you know, if you're open to being a little bit different, you're going to find that the universe has a lot of things to offer you. Stay away from traditional anything because you don't fit.
I've kind of figured that out after, and you touched on innovative ideas and things like that. I've often come up with ideas 3 or 4 years before they would come out, and they just kind of, usually they're solving problems based on somebody else's need, and I have never put those ideas into play, but I'm going into a field where I can exploit those ideas and develop them in a very non-traditional way. So I'm excited about what the future holds for that, and you touched on that too.
Yeah, you got a lot of great stuff going on here. And you know, just traditional anything doesn't fit you. So, and structure doesn't fit you at all either. So going with what the universe brings your way. And I have to tell you, I speak from experience. It's a very unique ride. There are times where nothing happens and nothing moves, and those are the times that you're supposed to be working on patience and acceptance and being creative on your own little, your own levels. And then the universe throws something huge at you, and it's like, oh, my God, I should have rested when I had the chance. So you're going to have a number of those times, and it's going to be fun.
I hope I recognize them. That's wonderful. You're absolutely amazing. I love talking to you, and I think you hit me right on, spot on. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. And, keep me informed. Let me know how things go. I like to hear back from people, especially crazy ones like you. I mean, this is really good.
Well, I do have to tell you this. Is last year, before I made the decisions to kind of to more education and start this new direction that I'm going, I had talked to you, and I was kind of down in the dumps, and I wasn't going anywhere. And you told me at that point, well, your panties are getting tarnished sitting on your silver platter.
Oh, God.
And you know what? I reflected back on that, and I thought, boy, she sure was good. I have to tell her. So thank you. That got me moving.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Anytime you need a kick in the pants, just let me know.
Thank you. Blessings to you, and Happy New Year.
To you as well. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my. Okay, we've got Lucy here. Hi, Lucy. How's it going today?
Hello. And Betty will, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing very well. How can I help?
Okay. I would like to know about the 2014. What is for me there?
Sure. It feels like you're going through a time of committing yourself to making changes. While almost everybody makes New Year's resolutions, it feels like when you make a resolution, you really mean it and you really stick to it. And so what you've got going on here is that there is change, there is growth, there is expansion, and it does feel as though you're getting your house in order, especially as you come into the February time frame. You're making sure that your life is in order, that your house and your home and you are in order, and you're being very careful in making sure that everything is taken care of. You have a lot of angelic energy around you, spirits on the other side that flow in and around you in the March time frame, and it feels as though this is a time where decisions are made, and there are spirits on the other side that absolutely are encouraging you to make the changes that you're thinking about. April is a time where you do set yourself free, you move in new directions, and you expand your reality greatly, and there is laughter, joy, and celebration as you come into May. May is a time where it feels like there's the element of reunions. There's the element of people coming home. There's the element here of going home and reattaching yourself and reconnecting with people you haven't seen in a very long time. As you get into the June time frame, you've got body, mind, spirit together here. Many changes. And as you come into the summertime, July and August, there definitely is movement here. It feels as though there are trips that are planned. There are new directions you're going in, and it feels as though things that you've sort of, you know, shoved to the back burner, and by shoving things to, you know, things that you were going to do for yourself that you didn't do because you were going to, you helped other people. These things that you need to do for yourself, it feels like you take them out and you start addressing them in the summertime. It feels as though by the time you get into the September time frame, there is a review, taking stock of life and making sure that you've done everything that you had committed yourself to do, you'd promised yourself to do. This is going to be a year of manifestation for you. And as you get into the October time frame, a good continuity of energy, spirit energy around you in November. Again, a lot of, I feel grandmother spirits around you especially. It feels as though you are guided by grandmother spirits on both sides of your family. And as you get into the December time frame, new foundations for new directions. And certainly it's going to be a year that's going to be successful, manifestational. There's going to be a lot of connections with people you haven't seen or talked about in a long time. And it just is, it's an amazing time for you. Do you have any questions?
Yes. Do you see anything in the short time frame about my career or my position in the job that I had been for a long time?
It feels as though they're going through reorganization of some sort. And it feels as though that reorganization is going to you're going to get more responsibility, not money, but more responsibility. Sorry about that.
I thought they were giving me the, how you say that, 2x4 or something like that.
but it feels as though there is growth and strength here, and it does feel as though as you get in more into the new year, that you are going to be given the opportunity to show that you have greater strength and wisdom and intelligence and abilities that you haven't been able to show before. Okay.
And do you see anything about my relationship with my son and my daughter?
How old are they?
He is 20 and she is 23, but they still depend on me. They are still going to college.
Yeah. I think that your son is having trouble really deciding what he wants to be if he grows up. Your daughter, it feels as though there's great strength here and determination. And I think that you've done an amazing job with the two of them. They don't always understand you, but I can tell you they love you very much.
Okay, yeah, because I'm waiting for him to go back to college and still.
Well, he doesn't know what he wants to be, and I think to go back to college when you don't know what direction you want to take is not wise. I think that he's dragging his feet on purpose because he hasn't figured out where he wants to put his energy. And I would not force him. I would actually tell him to take a break, get a job, and pay rent, of course. But and I have a feeling get a job and paying rent will make him think maybe I should go back to college after all. I would definitely, you know, say to him, if you're not sure, if you don't want to go back, that's just fine, but you need to get a job and pay rent and help with the bills.
Okay. But you see everything is okay, everything is fine.
Come on, they're in their 20s, they're growing up. Yes,
okay,
they're fine,
yeah.
but they're normal. And
yeah,
normal
means...
very
nice.
Normal means you do not know what you're talking about, and they know everything. Give them another 20 years, another 20 years, and you'll look intelligent again.
Because I do prayer and healings, they just say that I always have been kind of strange, you know. I'm not a normal person because I don't behave like, and I have my rituals and my style, because I do prayer, I do candles, I do healing.
Mm-hmm.
They
will at some point in time understand you, but don't hold your breath. My son's 46 and I'm still holding my breath, so.
You do an amazing job. You are so sweet.
Thank you. And you know, I know my son, I know my son loves me. I know your son and daughter do love you. They don't understand you, but I would not in any way, shape, or form change anything about you because you are perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care now.
Thank you for all that you do. Thank you. Blessings.
And to you as well. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, rolling right along, we've got Jay. Hi, Jay. How's it going today? Hello,
pretty good.
Jay.
Hello.
Good. Hi. Hi, I'm here. How can
Welcome
I help?
To the new year.
Yes,
yes.
To you as well.
Yeah, 2000 was really interesting for our finances. I just wondered what's going to be for 2014, if we're going to have any issues going on. Thank you.
Hmm. What is it you do?
Well, I have a job right now.
Well, yeah, don't I figure that, but what do you do?
I'm a technician.
Okay. You had me scared there. I was going to ask you if it was legal. You were so hesitant. It feels to me as though, professionally speaking, there are changes coming here for you. It feels as though you're stretching yourself. You're moving into new venues, new areas, new, I guess venue is the best word. I feel that I don't feel you're going to be fired, but I do feel that your job is changing. So
no, I don't think I'll be fired. No.
No, but you are going to, I do believe you're going to be put in a different area. And it actually is good because it gives you an opportunity to stretch, to grow, to expand. I think you're very, 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 very intelligent. And I don't think, number one, that you've been given credit for it, and number two, that you've been taking advantage of it. So As you come into especially the February timeframe, it feels as though you're going to have new incentives. You're going to show people that you are able to be initiative and you know, foresee difficulties, problems, and things like that. And I think that you're going to open people's eyes as far as your abilities and capabilities. So that by the time you hit springtime, a lot of things will change for you. And I do feel that there will be a promotion of sorts in the springtime.
Yeah, I'm actually working on a big endeavor, a software project. I haven't done programming in a while for my manager. Right? So I think they'll help the company, but I've been doing other stuff. I've been, I've been given a position of a parts manager in a company, and I rearranged a lot of stuff. And you know, my coworker, who I have, who is the same actually sign as I am, he's kind of a bully, right? So I really got mad at him last week before I left, because it's like I just can't be micromanaged, and it really, I don't know, put a damper on things. I'm not sure if it did or not, but I just expressed myself. I said, this can't happen anymore. So I have a coworker who's really unhappy. So I'm just got to do what I have to do with the company and just move forward with that. But I think this project I have is going to be very challenging for myself. I look forward to the challenge, and I think it'll bring a lot of good stuff in springtime, like you said.
Yeah, it really looks like things evolve beautifully for you. It really does. By the time we get to August, there's a new foundation here, and then September you've got magic and miracles. So I do think this is going to catapult you into a new position.
Yeah. I don't know what position in the company that I'm pretty happy where I am right now, so maybe they're seeing something else that I can't see right now for myself.
Oh, pretty sure. I'm looking 9 months from now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm seeing something you don't know is there.
Yeah. I just wondered, my other spiritual stuff didn't go very well last year, and I just wonder how it's going to go this year also. You know, my professional life is going pretty good, but my spiritual stuff that I got planned last year didn't pan out. And I don't know why, though. I think it's just maybe commitment or something like that, or money, or it was really interesting last year.
Well, first of all, money should never figure in spiritual evolution. spiritual evolution doesn't cost anything, ever.
Right.
And so if you were paying for classes or something like that, that's not evolving. That's flushing your money down the toilet, basically. Spiritual evolution, allowing your spirit to evolve and to flow into the directions that it needs to. I'm fascinated that you said you had spiritual plans. I mean, how do you intellectually plan a spiritual evolution? You can work on aspects of yourself, which is appropriate. You can gather philosophies that are of a spiritual nature and then live them and walk them. And if you can walk your talk, then you're spiritually evolving. You know, so long as your talk is of a spiritual nature. I mean, you know, if your intent is to, you know, make lots of money and have lots of toys, that's not spiritual. If what you want to do is to be able to help your fellow man and you know, help people to help yourself first and then help other people to grow and to understand and to be more compassionate and empathetic, if what you're doing is donating your time at soup kitchens because you care or helping, you know, other people because you care, that's appropriate. That's how but it has to be because you want to do that, not because you feel you have to. Spiritually evolving is letting the spirit manifest through your physicality. And yes, I said I didn't think you should put your money into spiritual classes because somebody in the chat room asked. Because if you are trying to evolve spiritually, there are lots of places where people help you for free. To pay someone to help you spiritually evolve is like trying to buy your way into heaven. It doesn't work. The work has to be done internally on yourself. Your intent has to be that you want to be kinder and gentler and wiser and help other people. And you do that by living a philosophy. And there's lots of philosophies out there. You can find them on the internet. You can find them all over. Science of Mind is a wonderful book. There's Course in Miracles, great spiritual stuff. There's a lot of places, and the Course in Miracle groups are free. You don't look for a teacher because you have one inside of you. You have all the answers inside of you. All of us do. We come into every lifetime with a fully evolved master teacher inside of us. Now, in order for it to manifest within our reality, it has to get through and beyond and over and whatever our ego, and our ego doesn't like to lose control. So that quite often our ego says, oh, no, don't follow what you're feeling. Let's go find a teacher who really knows what they're talking about. And the reality is the teacher may well be very evolved, but everybody has their own pathway. And I don't know how evolved I am, but I can't help you become more evolved yourself. You're the only one that can do that. You're the only one. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you do something that you know doesn't feel right, you know you're going against the spirit within you. If you take advantage of a situation, if you walk out of a store and you didn't pay for something and it isn't, wow, I got a gift, it's, I'm going to go back and pay for it because somebody is going to be punished for this if I don't go back and pay for this. It's understanding, you know, your very basic, fundamental, absolute is the golden rule. And if you truly can live by the golden rule, the master within you is going to be able to evolve and to manifest within your reality beautifully. But going to someone to raise your kundalini, good luck, you'll have a headache and you'll pay for somebody's vacation. It doesn't happen that way. It's something that we have to trust ourselves to be able to bring out. Everybody goes through doubt. Everybody goes through, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? But the reality is, if you listen to that spirit within you, you cannot make a mistake. You cannot happily visualize yourself doing something, happily visualize yourself doing something that is inappropriate for your soul's evolution and development. You know, trust the teacher within. And you know, if you want to, there are lots of people, there are lots of places that have meditation groups and workshops and stuff like that that do not cost money. If you're paying for something, you know, the person who is teaching it is not getting their brownie points in the spiritual level, and you're trying to buy something that you already have, which is ridiculous. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I am. Yes, I do.
Okay. I mean, there are tons of us out there that give advice free. And you know, there are those that will say, you get what you pay for. And that's true. But if what you're looking for is wisdom on a spiritual level, then there are lots of us out here on the Internet that are sharing what we've learned. And basically, I can tell you where I screwed up. So, you know, don't make my mistake. Make your own. But you know, there are lots of us that talk for free. And that's the way true spiritual energy is shared. You don't pay for it. If you pay for it, that's ridiculous. And actually, to pay for it is in many ways harming the teacher, because the teacher then doesn't get the benefit of the fact that they're sharing wonderful wisdom. And the bottom line is, you have it all inside yourself. All you have to do is allow it to come forward. You can do that with channeling. You can do that with stream of consciousness writing. You can do that through meditation. You have to trust that internally that master teacher is not out playing golf. And they're not. Usually at all. Mine do, but, you know, that's because I assume I know where I'm supposed to go, and I say, I'll take it from here, and then I hear a groan because they know they're going to have to pick up pieces for me. But please understand that a spiritual plan means that you're walking and talking the golden rule. That's bottom line. And if you're not walking and talking the golden rule, you can spend a fortune on classes. You can pay Yogananda or you can pay any of these guys a huge amount of money, but you're going to come out with an empty checkbook and an empty spirit.
Mm.
Did I screw you up?
No.
I mean, listen, I've forked out big amounts of money over time too. And it comes back to, you know, it's all inside of me. It's always been inside of me. And when I started to work on learning how to channel, the amazingly beautiful stuff came out of me that I never would have thought possible. I often stand back and take a look at some of the stuff that I have done through stream of consciousness writing, and every now and then I will look at it and say, holy mackerel, did I write that? Did that come from me? And it does. You have to give yourself a chance. Feel free to contact me through my website, or my email is BarbaraDeLong@gmail.com. If I can help in any way, I'd be happy to, and there is no charge.
No problem. Yeah, thanks much for your insight. So, like I said, last year, the courses that I was actually planning to teach didn't turn out, so I guess we'll see what happens this year.
Okay, just remember that you have all of that master wisdom inside of you. You don't have to go to another for it. It's all there already. You brought it into this lifetime, and you've carried it through time. Incarnation after incarnation after incarnation, it's there for you to draw from. And it's your own personal experience, so it applies totally to your spiritual evolution and development. It's not another's philosophy. It's not another's wisdom. It's not another's way. It's your way. And all you have to do is spend the time to it. And once you've connected to it, oh, my God, it is just the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you much for your wisdom, Barbara.
Okay, and the other thing is, The other thing is, I think you really have to know is that lots of times teachers try to teach lessons they haven't experienced themselves. And you know, if what you're trying to teach is something you haven't lived and you haven't grown from, then it doesn't work. I mean, there are areas in life that I am totally incompetent in, and there's no way I would even try to help somebody understand. But in my lifetime, and it's been a long one so far, I have experienced addictions, and I have experienced, you know, incredible loss, and I have and I can say to somebody with great sincerity, I understand where you're coming from because I've been there. And you know, when you say that to someone and it's true, it rings true and they listen. But if you're trying to teach someone something you have not yet experienced, and if it's a spiritual thing, if you haven't been to that level or if you haven't broken through that whatever, your ideas and your philosophies, your theories on how to do something won't make any sense to people. If you plow through, if you've gotten to a place, if you've experienced the lesson or the experience, then you have something to share.
That's true.
Okay. It's sort of like you can either be the parrot or the prophet. To me, the parrots are people who can say Edgar Cayce said this, or Nostradamus said this, or Billy Meyer said this, or Yogananda said this, and they can quote you chapter and verse, but they can't explain it from their own sense, their own perspective. The prophets are the ones that gather in all that information, and then they change it and they switch it and they apply it to their lifetime and their time, and then they regurgitated out with greater wisdom added on top of it. They add their own spin to it, and then they become the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. You can contact me anytime. I will respond, I promise.
Oh, I welcome. Thanks so much for your honesty, and actually, thanks so much for your approach. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Bye-bye.
Okay. All righty. We've got Mary Lou Who.
Hey.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very good. I'd ask you a specific question, but I know you're happier when you just let it rip.
Well,
am I right?
Well, you know, To be perfectly honest, if you say let it rip to me, then you're not steering me in any particular direction. So you're getting whatever
right.
spirit is aiming me at.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you've got going on here is this is a time in which you are taking stock. You're taking a look at where you are and where you think you're going. And I must tell you, wherever you think you're going, you're wrong. But that's what makes us human. And it feels as though you're trying to make sure that you're ready to make new steps and go in new directions. That's appropriate and that's right. But you know, what the universe is opening to you is very, very much different than what you have expected. You're coming into a time here in which there's great wisdom and understanding, there's great insight, and there's great focus, and you're expanding your wisdom. You're expanding a lot of the stuff that you've brought through time. Spotlight's falling on you, and people are paying attention to you, and they are definitely opening you to new directions and new philosophies. And the cool thing about philosophies is that they evolve, they grow, they expand constantly. And as you hit the February time frame, here's where there's a great deal of creative energy just surging all through you. It feels as though you are being almost inspirational in a lot of things that are coming your way. And it feels as though there's a sense of new communication, not only with yourself and your higher consciousness, but that spirit within. So you know, you're never going to be told the direction you're going in, but they are going to kind of give you cues and hints as far as what you need to gather next. And I feel that that's really what's coming here in the month of February. March has you really being attracted to and attentive to where your curiosity draws you, because it's your curiosity that's going to lead you in the new directions and the things that you need to gather. Being creative, being allowing yourself to just play with your own creative energies is really profoundly important here. And it does lead you into you're going to be in bookstores and books are going to fall at your feet. You're going to be Googling stuff and hit something wrong and find a whole new topic to look into. It's going to be a very exciting exciting time for you, because you're going to find yourself stretching yourself and studying things that you never would have dreamed that you would study. Every now and then I find myself pulled in a direction, and it's sort of like someone's laughing at me really badly from the other side, because, you know, I never would I have gone in this direction. And yet, what happens when you do that? When you actually do open to that, the universe opens things up for you, and it's just amazing. Things will fall in your lap. Things change. The direction that you think you're going is not the direction you end up going. And so long as you're going with the flow, and I've said that a lot of times, it's really important that you do that. It doesn't mean that you're going to avoid things. It does mean that you're probably going to have greater challenges, but it also means that you're going to be able to expand your spiritual understanding and enlightenment far greater. As you hit the April timeframe, here's where there's this wonderful restlessness. It feels like there's travel in the wind for you, and it does feel as though plans for travel are made, but they don't happen for another 12 to 18 months. And these are big trips that I'm seeing for you, so it does feel as though, geez, you need new suitcases for sure. Anyhow, there is this I just got my you know, the thing that I fear the most is my suitcase hits that thing where the suitcases come down and it pops open and all of my dirty laundry just pops out all over the place. That's my image for people to say that you need new, because I would walk away from that and I'd leave everything there. I wouldn't try to pick anything up. So what I'm seeing here is that there is travel coming. There is expansion of your awareness here. There are opportunities coming to you in the springtime that you don't even anticipate at this particular point in time. Two major trips, two major focuses for you. And as you hit June, here's where there's pregnancy of thought. Here's where there is new ideas that are coming in here. Please keep a notebook of some sort that you can write down your inspirational stuff. And some of it is going to be kind of silly and foolish, and some of it's going to be amazing. It goes from the sublime to the ridiculous, from new ways of cooking things or preparing things to new philosophies on string theory and alternate realities and dimensional travel and all sorts of phenomenal stuff. It feels like you're going to open yourself up to almost a flood, a tsunami of energy coming in that is going to open you up to new directions, new modalities, new thoughts, new gifts, new talents, all stored within, by the way, and carried through time. A lot of healing energy, and it comes from lifetimes past. I do feel that if I go back 1,000 years, there's healing energy. You did hands-on healing. You were a monk, a nun. Huh. I keep going between a monk and a nun, and I think you were one and would rather have been the other, but that's neither here nor there. You were doing hands-on healing, and you were using ancient modalities that you had read about in old texts that were in the monastery's library, so to speak. Also, if I go back 2,000 years to the Himalayas, there was a monastery there. And it still is there, or at least parts of it are. And some of the texts that were there 2,000 years ago, you were researching all sorts of healing modalities, unique, different ones, all of them dealing with energy, not dealing with, you know, herbs or anything like that, but with ways of manipulating energy, ways of putting your consciousness to the side so that you could blend with universal energy and send energy to people who had difficulties and give them the energy to use it as they would to either heal themselves or move in new directions. And I think the biggest thing that you have to understand this lifetime is when you're doing a healing of any sort, when you're sending energy to an individual, they will use the energy as is best for them, not necessarily as what you think they should use it for. So what you're doing is sending energy, and that person is obviously receiving the energy and using it as is appropriate for them, not for what you think they should be using it for. As you come into, again, the June timeframe, there is this birth of new ideas, birth of new concepts. You should keep a dream journal because you are getting great information through your dreams. There's a lot of wonderful inspirational stuff coming through dreams. I see poetry here, and poetry is really, you may not write poetry in your waking state, but boy, in your dream state and in your higher consciousness, there is poetry of spirit here. You, 4,000 years ago, you wrote profound poetry in Greece and Rome, and you were well known, and you were actually famous for the poetry that you wrote, because you were writing about the gods, and you know, today we're kind of teetering on the brink of saying the gods of that time frame were really extraterrestrials who were coming to help us evolve and stuff like that. But your poetry has an amazing flavor to it, and I would open to that aspect and that quality and that talent and that gift within you through stream of consciousness writing, actually. As you hit the summertime, the element of love, light, and laughter, the joy of creation is here. It feels as though you are coming into a new understanding of part of your purpose within this reality, this lifetime. Not all of it, of course, but part of it. And the sense of free will is here, so that there are choices that are going to be made in the August timeframe. And you have to know that you may well be presented with a number of different choices and new directions that you're going to go in. And I would say, absolutely, you cannot make a wrong decision. All of them have great potential. And I would say that as you're looking at them, trying to figure out which is the most spiritual, they're all spiritual. And you go for the one that feels as though it gives you the greatest joy and the greatest inspiration. It feels as though you have, and again, with these choices in the August timeframe, all of your choices are wonderful. But some of them, you know, have more twinkle to them. So, you know, it's totally up to you. There is that element of free will. And what's really cool is that everything is the right choice. And so, frankly, I would be greedy and take as many of them as I can. I would just say I'll take all of them and, you know, yeah, you won't sleep a lot, but you'll have a great deal of fun. As you come into September, here's where the heart expands greatly. Here's where there's a greater sense of understanding of humanity as a whole and the purpose of the planet and the purpose of the species. It feels as though you're expanding greatly in your understanding that some of the trivial stuff that we worry about every day is truly, it doesn't matter. I mean, certainly survival matters and eating and wearing clothing and having a roof over our heads, but some of the pettiness that all of it that all of us gather from time to time is let go, and it feels as though as you get into the month of October, you cannot say no. You can't say no, and you just overwhelm yourself with promises and commitments to people, to do things, to say things, to experience things, and it's going to be a month in which definitely you need to take vitamin pills for sure. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be, you only are going to need maybe about 4 hours of sleep a night, so if you try to make yourself sleep more, you'll make yourself more tired, strangely. But then it's back to normal as you get into November. Here, spirituality opens you to new elements, to new areas. I want to send you to Manly P. Hall's book, I think it's something like The Mysteries of the Ages or something like that. It's a really, really cool book. And I would strongly urge, if you don't have it in your library, you really should. Well, everybody should, actually. It's a lot of fascinating, wonderful material, and it will make you question and challenge a lot of stuff. It'll say it goes from Masonic stuff to, was Shakespeare really Shakespeare? Was he Bacon? I mean, it goes, thank you, Secret Teachings of the Ages. Thank you, Jarn. It's a wonderful book. It's an old book, and Manly P. Hall did a magnificent job pulling it together. I'd be impressed if you actually read all the way through it, because I haven't gotten all the way through it yet either. Also, if if you want to really experience excellent channeled material, and I'm not recommending it as a study program, but if you want to read really good channeled material, check out the Euranthea book. It's online, so you don't have to buy it. It's a collection of channeled materials that is just phenomenal, and there are no authors to it either. Spiritual stuff is really calling to you. I would really strongly urge you to try A Course in Miracles, find a group or form a group, because that material is fabulous and very applicable to everyday life. A new flow of energy as you come into the January timeframe, and it feels like this is going to be a spectacular year for you. Okay?
Okay.
I thought I lost you there for a minute.
I'm muted.
Okay.
Well, cool. I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to that travel and hopefully being able to pay.
Oh, that's not a problem. I wouldn't worry about that at all.
Okay. I got
okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Take care now.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We've got Desmond. Hi, Desmond. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great here. How can I help today?
Yes, I wanted to know, what do you see for RSPT for me in 2014?
You talking
about... And like going into business or something.
The whole year has compensation. And you know, if you're talking finances... I would say, the last book, somebody asked a question in the chat room. It was the Euranthea book. If you're looking at monetary stuff, it looks like this is going to be a very good year for money for you. It feels as though there's compensation in all levels. I'd say that there is abundance coming into you as you hit, you know, the summertime, and it feels like there are legalities that are taken care of in the March timeframe. So it does feel as though it's going to be a prosperous time monetarily for you. When it comes, you know, to money. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, money looks to be good. It feels as though that's definitely a new area for you, and it feels as though that is going to expand for you. If you're looking for other aspects of life, I would say that there definitely is change here for you. It feels as though there's growth and there's a lot of new beginnings here. It feels like karma is balancing out for you, so that you know, monetarily it's going to be a good year for you. It feels as though the potential is here for you to expand yourself greatly. It feels as though you said starting your own business, right? It feels as though that looks like that might well happen in the March-April timeframe.
Okay.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, because I wanted to, like, start something on the side, like maybe, I don't know, cleaning business or landscaping or cleaning business, and while I'm studying for holistic health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what else is coming along for me, but that was
There's compensation on all levels, so you actually do have, you know, that money coming in. So I think that you're in the right place at the right time, so to speak.
Okay.
Make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as
No, I just, you know, you have a lot of change coming, and I do think that you know, it's going to flow very easily and very well for you. I'm not going to say you're not going to work hard, because you are, but it does feel as though things are sort of coming together for you.
Okay? As far as relationships.
You have work to do. And I do feel that you have work to do on yourself, and you have work to do on getting your life focused. And once that's happened, then relationship is something we'll talk about. But right now you have your career, and you have to move in that direction first.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, cripe. Okay, we have Gabby and Thropology. Hi?
Gabby.
Okay, hi, Gabby.
Yeah. How are you, Barbara?
Doing well.
Hi.
How are you?
Short question. You must be exhausted.
Not at all.
I am just happy I heard everything you said, because everything applied.
Well, that's, you know, it's really...
Asking about a job.
Are you currently now working, Gabby?
Yes, I am, but it's only on contract basis, and I'm teaching art classes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm only working part-time on contract basis.
All righty. And you're working from home, right? Hello?
No, I'm working at an art institute.
Okay, what I'm
seeing
here.
I'm working at an art institute.
Okay, what I'm seeing here is that there is another level of work here, and it feels as though you're going to be working from home as well, and I'm seeing part-time stuff as opposed to full-time. But a lot of part-time, so it feels you're almost overwhelmed by it. And I think that from what I can see this year, this whole year, is more and more and more part-time stuff. And as it moves more towards the September time frame, see, do you have a vision board? Because a vision board would be an amazing thing for you to do for yourself. My feeling here is that you have amazing ideas and dreams, and they're all in your head, and they aren't down someplace. And if you had them down on paper to some level, you know, you have to make like a contract with the universe. You have to basically tell the universe what it is that you are intending to do, where you're going to put your energy, and then the universe can help you manifest it. But you're keeping everything in your head, and there's no vision board here. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yes, it makes sense. Okay,
but I'm
good.
Working, teaching.
It's a good place for you to be right now. I would say that by this time next year, there's an amazing shift in what's going on. So that there are many changes coming here, and this next year is laying the foundation for new directions for you to go in. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're so very, very welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, I think we got time for somebody else.
Okay,
I can
you.
Go into overtime. You're welcome. Take care now. Okay. Rita, hi. Hopefully, wait a minute. I have things. Hi, Rita, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help today?
Oh, wow. I feel real honored, and I respect you so much. I've been listening to your show. I don't quite know what to, somewhat of a skeptic. I've never really been read before. In fact, I'm usually the one that that reads people. So this is quite new for me to be read by somebody. I think, you know, I guess maybe for so long, I you know, I'm a widow, and I've struggled all my life to get where I'm at today, financially, and it's always a struggle, and it seems like any time I try to move forward, God always has a roadblock there for me. So it's slow going to get anywhere. And I make plans, and God laughs. He has a real big sense of humor. So I'm just wondering what this next year looks like, if things are going to go smoothly for me. And is my financial situation going to change at all? I've written down some goals and that I truly want to meet and push forward with. And I'm just wondering if you sense anything on how that may look for me.
Absolutely. Writing down goals and having thoughts as to the directions that we feel that our spirit should go in is a very good thing to do, but it doesn't make you God. It just makes you human. And you know, our spirit, this physical reality that we are in, you are a spirit on a human journey. And therefore, in many ways, restricted to the understanding of exactly where your spirit needs to go. Now, where we think we should go isn't necessarily where spirit requires us to go for it to gather the material that it needs in order to evolve and grow. I'm not saying, you know, you're totally off base here, but I think you are partially. And it's wonderful to try to figure out exactly where you need to go for your own evolution, but we're not God. We don't really know where it is that our spirit needs to go. And
exactly.
by trying to plan it all out, I mean, it's a joke to the other side. It really is. It's like, you know, where does she think she's going? And I've been there. I know what it's like.
I plan and God laughs.
I would say that you're laying a good foundation from which you are going to build and grow. I would say also that you're at a point in time here where you have been set free from a lot of the restrictions that have been, you know, imposed upon you by yourself, I might add. It just feels as though you are extraordinarily intelligent. You have a very strong ego, and that makes it very hard for spirit to actually manifest because your ego doesn't want to let go control of this wonderful reality it has created. So what you've got going on here is this inner struggle. I strongly feel that you know, the pathway is laid out here. I mean, it looks profoundly wonderful. Just please stop trying to control and steer. Because you know, you don't know where you're going. So there's no way that you can actually steer.
It's kind of like I know on
a human consciousness level, we think we know where we're supposed to be going. What is most spiritual? What is most evolved? Reality is we don't have any fragment, no filament of an idea where our spirit wants us to go, but the universe will drop things in our way in order to help to guide us and sometimes prevent us from screwing up royally. Now, frankly, they haven't dropped heavy enough stuff for me because I still screw up royally, and you know, on many occasions. So, and those are the times that I hear the laughter on the other side, and it's kind of like, didn't we tell you? Didn't we show you? Didn't we give you the signals that you were not right? And you know, as I look back, yeah, they were all there, and I totally ignored them because I was evolved and knew much better. So it's take your ego out of the picture and go with the flow, because the universe is going to drop things in front of you as you get into the February timeframe. Spiritual aspects of life are going to expand greatly, and as you hit March, you're going to feel the aspect of it's time to move, it's time to grow, and trust your gut. Trust your gut, because, you know, unless you've had Mexican food the night before, trust your gut. Your gut will never let you down.
Amen.
And if you've had Mexican food the night before, or very spicy food the night before, then give your gut a day off and don't trust it for a day. But then get back to trusting it, because it will always, 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 lead you in the right direction.
It doesn't lie.
No,
it doesn't lie.
It doesn't. And it really feels as though you are birthing a new aspect of yourself, a greater strength, a greater, you know, courage and determination, which means your ego's getting stronger, which means your spirit will have a harder time. But that's the universe laughing at you, and you will learn to just laugh off the stupidity and go with the flow. You have guidance from the other side. There are energies there. There are relatives that have passed over. There are spirits that are definitely expanding and helping to sort of they're cheering for you. As you hit June, they are clapping. They are applauding you for the fact that you are finally getting the message. And then there's creative material here in the summertime, and new beginnings. It feels as though writing is definitely a talent and a skill you're going to expand into. New beginnings in August, as though the universe is finally, you know, putting things clearly so you understand. And please question, challenge, and then trust. I mean, it's appropriate to question things. It's appropriate to challenge them, because if it's really meant to be, it'll flow. And it does. And it does feel as though there is a new flow of energy here as you get into the fall time frame. And there's healing energy here. There's understanding your own power to a great degree. There's compensation coming in, so you're not worrying about money, and you're creating a foundation from which you're going to build phenomenal aspects of life that will be inspiration to other people, that will help people to learn from the challenges that you have come up against. You have an amazing sense of humor. Please understand that anything that you teach with laughter is implanted and grows. Anything you teach with somber wisdom, you know, somber, ritualistic, whatever, puts people to sleep and they totally ignore it. So though what you do is serious, make sure there's laughter involved so that people do learn. Okay?
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Very much. Thank you for letting me be a part of your show. And God bless you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right.
You
too. Good
night. Bye-bye now. Chris, thank you so much. I totally appreciate your being my silent partner, which I know is tough for you, but I do appreciate so much. It really helped a lot. I didn't realize there would be quite so many callers. I actually thought there would be very few people here, so I told Jeannie to take the day off and to get her sleep. It's been a great show. I thank you, everyone, for helping me to start the new year with adrenaline rushing, and you know, because of that, I probably won't sleep tonight, but I've had a wonderful time. I so thoroughly enjoyed all the readings, and I learned a lot from all of you, and look forward to talking to you next week. There are a lot of shows planned. Check my website out, because I'm not really sure exactly what I have planned, but I know I have a lot planned for this month. Lots of new people, lots of exciting people, and obviously cool stuff as far as readings go. Lots of people to share with. Joshua John will be here. Melissa Burke will be here. James and Nick Fox and Rachel. So there will be lots of people sharing. Oh, Mary Peeler. So that there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be sharing with me. There will be extra reading shows, because I found that there were not enough Wednesdays to shove people into, so I shove them into other days. So show's going to be up and around and having a lot of fun. Thank you so much, everybody. I so appreciate your hanging in there with me and your joining me for the first show of the new year. Remember, it is the first day, and it's a new moon, and this is a time to put out your intentions to strengthen, you know, where we go next year, this year. So thanks so much, and good night. Have a great evening, and keep in touch. Bye-bye now.